This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The New York Police Department says the man wanted in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman in Midtown Manhattan earlier this week has been arrested and charged. The suspect has been identified as 38-year-old Brandon Elliott. He was arrested about 2 a.m. and subsequently charged with assault as a hate crime. As the House passed gun control legislation, NRA Executive Director Jason Wiemey says this type of legislation will help protect criminals.
Gun control isn't the answer. It's never been the answer. Passing any legislation that makes it harder or takes away firearms for law-abiding individuals doesn't make anybody any safer, except maybe the criminals.
Jason on Fox News. Myanmar activists held candlelight vigils overnight mourning more deaths in recent days from a military crackdown on anti-coup protesters. The United States has ordered non-essential embassy staff to leave the country. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G. Gordon Liddy, the Republican advisor who was convicted for his role in the Watergate scandal that brought down President Nixon, died Tuesday. He was 90. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says a former Department of Justice employee tried to extort him and his family. Dan Naraki reports.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is under investigation for an alleged sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl, according to reports. The Department of Justice is also investigating whether the congressman may have violated federal sex trafficking laws by allegedly paying the girl to travel with him. Gaetz has denied the allegations and tells Fox News that there are records that will prove his innocence.
The person doesn't exist. I have not had a relationship with a 17-year-old. That is totally false. The allegation, as I read it in the New York Times, is that I've traveled with some 17-year-old in some relationship. That is false, and records will bear that out to be false.
In a statement, Gaetz said that the allegations were part of an extortion plot from a former Justice Department official seeking $25 million from he and his family. Gaetz says that he has cooperated with federal investigators in the matter.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The U.S. State Department has released their 2020 Human Rights Report. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken issued the report saying the trend lines on human rights are not improving.
The trend lines on human rights continue to move in the wrong direction. We see evidence that in every region of the world, this is happening.
Secretary Blinken said the events since the military coup occurred in Burma after this year's report was finished, we must highlight them.
Nonviolent protesters in Burma have been killed, beaten, imprisoned, including on Saturday, when more than 100 people were reportedly killed by the military. Many of those killed were protesting on Armed Forces Day, others simply bystanders. The military said in advance that they might shoot protesters in the back or the head, and they've made good on that threat.
The human rights reports cover internationally recognized individual, civil, political, and worker rights. The National Football League is expanding their regular season schedule. Dan DeRocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
NFL owners have approved a 17-game schedule for the 2021 season. Each team will now play an additional interconference game, with the regular season ending on January 9, 2022, and Super Bowl 56 pushed back a week to February 13th. The players initially agreed to the extra game in their 2020 collective bargaining agreement. The preseason will be cut down to 3 games, with each team remaining with 1 bye week. The new schedule also guarantees that a team will play an international game at least once in an 8-year period.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. That's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Are you still pondering John Fuller's question about how much time? I mean, we can be thankful for his wife for that question. It was a powerful question. You know, we spend so much time on Christmas, but compared to Easter, wow. What do we, I mean, here it is. The most dramatic, the most powerful aspect of our faith is Easter Sunday and what had happened during this Holy Week, what God had planned specifically. Everything was perfectly orchestrated according to the will of God in this Holy Week. And John's wife says, why do we spend so little time on Easter when it is so significant? Just something to think about. I want to bring on the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, podcaster, the one and only Dr. Jim Dennison joins us now. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I love Easter week. I love Holy Week. There's just something so special about it. We touched on this a little bit in our last conversation last week, is that it is just so powerful. It reminds us of God's redemptive plan and all that Jesus did for us. And there's just, I don't know, I've always felt like this, I don't know, I want to say a shroud, but maybe that's not the right term, maybe a veil, I'm not sure. But there's just some special covering about Holy Week, even today. And I was surprised because I think after all these years, as much as I've appreciated about this week, I did not understand that people in the faith refer to this Wednesday today as Spy Wednesday in reference to Judas. And that was something new for me to learn.
Well, in fact, there's so much tradition in this that we really can learn from with each other, can't we? One of the real problems, I think, Bill, that certainly I've experienced in my life, having become a Christian in the evangelical community and kind of living in that community my entire life, is that there's been kind of a built-in resistance, unfortunately, tragically, to tradition coming from other parts of the Christian faith, other parts of Christian history. And that's really a fascinating way to look at this. We call it Silent Wednesday for Jesus. There's no recorded events of Jesus' life and ministry on that day, probably at home with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus and Bethany, although the Bible doesn't say for sure. But Judas was certainly busy. Those that were preparing and organizing for Jesus' arrest and eventual crucifixion were certainly busy. It wasn't a silent day on that level at all, was it? And Jesus knew what was going to happen, but chose to have it happen anyway.
Right, and it was a preparation day, too, because the apostles, the assigned apostles were and disciples, you know, to get the dinner ready, right, to prepare the room.
Exactly so. There's preparation in all of this, just like there needs to be preparation in our hearts for all of this to happen as well. I read something in Henry Nouwen years ago that really stuck with me, where he said, if I don't go through the fast of Lent, it's hard to experience the celebration of Easter. There needs to be something in us that prepares for Good Friday and prepares for Easter Sunday on some level so that we are ready for the significance of the day. Otherwise, it's a holiday instead of a holy day.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, Jim, the thing that's impacted me most, I believe, this season is just the drill down for me and deeper understanding of God's specific and glorious redemptive plan to bring his creation back home. I mean, I've been overwhelmed by this concept, and I shared with you last week, you know, from the Rebbe, from the Messianic Rabbi, Jason Sobel, in his book, you know, The Mystery of the Messiah, in talking about, you know, the different elements in the crucifixion, from the crown of thorns and the piercing of Jesus' hands down to his feet and the wound in his side, what it all represented. And it was all the violation that happened at that moment in time in the Garden of Eden from our first parents, God was healing with Jesus on the cross.
Absolutely. In fact, you can really make a connection between the Garden of Eden and the Garden of Gethsemane.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Garden of Eden that we rejected God's plan. It's in the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus accepted his Father's plan. It was in the Garden of Eden where we turned our back on God. It was in the Garden of Gethsemane where God turned his back on his Son so he could turn his face toward us, said no to Jesus so he could say yes to us. And so the first garden leads to the second garden and finally to the Garden of Life in Revelation 22. When we're finally back in and all is well.
And back at the garden, again, the two differences between the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve acted on their own. They didn't even pause for a moment to even ask God. They just went with what Satan was putting before them. And here they are. And Jesus, in his moment of dealing with this, cries out to the Father. And in a very humane sort of way, says, God, you know, if this cup, you know, if there's any way this cup can pass, can it be done? But not my will. Your will be done, right?
And that's the end of the day. He could be honest just like we can be honest.
Yeah.
His prayer as a sinless son of God was honest, full of pathos, full of passion. I don't believe myself, Bill. We don't know for sure, of course, but I don't believe it was so much the torturous, horrible as it was of Jesus scourging and crucifixion that he knew was ahead of him. But even more than that, in that moment, God was going to place the sin of all of humanity on his sinless son's sinless soul. And for the first time in Jesus' recorded ministry, he would refer to his Father, not as Father, but God, and cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And in that moment, the Father and the Son would be separated for that only moment in all of eternity. And Jesus knew that was ahead, and that's the cup I think he wanted to pass. But at the end of the day, three times he says, not my will, but yours be done. Adam and Eve said the opposite. Jesus said that. Now we have the opportunity to choose. Will we be like Adam and Eve, or will we be like Jesus, the first Adam or the second Adam?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And Jim, you bring up an excellent point here, and that is that, you know, all of us have had relationships with someone that is meaningful enough that when we're disconnected, it is it's most disturbing. And you can only imagine at that level and dimension, you know, because here we are in our own worldly, finite sort of terms and understanding of a disconnected relationship. But what it must have done to Jesus as the Son of God in starting to feel that his Father was turning his back on him.
Can't begin to imagine, because we can't be sinless, obviously, in perfect communion with a sinful, with a sinless Father as well. I can get a little close to that, Bill. I'm glad you brought that up. When I made a commitment to follow the Lord's call into ministry, my father was very disappointed. Really never came to terms with that. So the day he died, when I was a senior in college. Dad had been active in the church. He fought in the Second World War, never went to church again. It really could never come back to the faith that he had had before. So he really was so disappointed that I was following God in this call into ministry. when he really intended me to be a doctor or an attorney or something else that was really his plan for me. And I remember what it was like to have my father be disappointed in me. Byron Madden's book about the blessing speaks of the fact that we all want our father's blessing. We all want our father's approval. Well, here's Jesus deliberately, intentionally seeking his father's approval, but knowing that going to the cross, he would have to face his father's wrath and making that choice for us. We really can't imagine the depth of what that was like for the Father or for the Son. And they both of them chose that for us.
And for all that he went through, this is why we can be encouraged to know that no matter how knuckleheaded we may have been, no matter, you know, the sin that we may have done, that Jesus' sacrifice is more than enough, isn't it, Jim?
More than enough. More than all of our sin we've ever committed or ever will commit. Yeah. All of it paid for at one time on the cross.
I'm going to let you get your mind around that, ladies and gentlemen, as we go to break. We've got more from Dr. Jim Jennison on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, ask for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world.
The talents of one Keith Green. Dr. Jim Dennison, I miss this talent. And he made such an incredible impact, on our faith. He was such an incredible man of God who believed that his faith came with no compromise.
Live that way and live that way his entire ministry. You know, his Keith Green kind of short life is an example to all of us that your significance is not measured in years but in eternity.
Yes.
It's not in this world but in the next world. Here we are still all these years later. He planted trees he'll never sit under. That's God's call for all of us. Be faithful mm-hmm. today and trust him with tomorrow.
Well, the current culture once again is asking the question that was asked in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? Did God really say that he created them man and woman? And this is what's being challenged with the Equality Act. It's called the most invasive threat to religious liberty ever proposed in America, right?
It's absolutely true. I'm spending so much time on this these days, Bill, because I'm especially concerned and want people to be concerned about this. It's already passed the House. It's before the Senate now. President Biden has promised to sign it. Unlike other legislation that has sought to elevate the civil rights of LGBTQ individuals, this specific act, the Equality Act, forbids any appeal to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Well, here's what that means in practice. If you're part of a faith-based hospital, you could be forced to provide gender transition therapies that violate your religious beliefs. Children could seek to change their gender without parental knowledge or consent. Faith-based adoption and foster care agencies could be forced to place children with same-sex couples or lose their licenses. You're thinking about sex-specific facilities, sports, and other spaces that would be dismantled by this in the context of transgender athletes. Faith-based hospitals and schools and businesses could be forced to violate their beliefs, and churches could be forced to rent their facilities for same-sex marriages. It's unlike anything we've seen before in terms of the degree to which it really is an assault on religious freedom in America.
It's an assault on our God. Straight up, Jim. I mean, they have been going after everything about our Constitution forever, and they know what underpins the whole idea in this great American experiment. This was created by people of faith. We believed in God, and out came this incredible document that we know, two documents, Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution, and it is clear that our rights are given to us by God, not by man, and this is a direct assault on God himself.
I'm so glad you said that, Bill. Our rights are given by God. They're recognized by men, but they're not given by men. That's why even in the Declaration of Independence, we find that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Not something that we're giving people, something we're recognizing that is built into human nature and into the human experience because our God created us that way. And that Judeo-Christian morality that's at the foundation of the American democratic experiment is what is under siege now.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't this fundamentally compromise the issue of freedom altogether?
It does. Religious freedom is not just for religious people. This isn't just for evangelicals in the context of LGBTQ rights. The reason the founders made it the First Amendment, and they tied religious freedom to freedom of speech, because they understood in a democracy, if I don't have freedom to my own beliefs, you don't have freedom for your beliefs either. And what is under scrutiny today will be under scrutiny in a different place tomorrow. At the end of the day, the ability to legislate morality according to some majority position in a 50-50 split in the Senate or a bare majority in the House of Representatives could be an enforced kind of indoctrination that moves away from the very foundation upon which this nation was built. This idea that all men are created equal and therefore have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You know, Jim, this is being pursued and promoted, you know, in political terms by a singular party mostly. You know, it's the Democratic Party that removed God from their platform, and they've been chipping away at this as they continue to really reveal to the rest of America that truly they're socialists and Marxists at heart.
There is a class distinction in this. It's at the heart of this. It goes to critical race theory and critical theory. The basic idea is that the majority is always oppressing the minority, whatever that minority is, whatever that majority is. So in this case, it's white evangelicals that are seen to be the oppressors, LGBTQ individuals seen to be the oppressed. And so now in order to liberate the oppressed, we must, in essence, turn the tables and legislate against the rights or the authority or the power of the so-called majority. It's a Marxist class ideology as opposed to the Declaration of Independence, all men created equal. Two very different philosophies of the world and of governance.
Without a doubt. And of course, we've seen the slow creep of this. And when you look at its precedence, if it was valid, you would see, you know, some positive outgrowth of the initial movement of LGBTQ, right? And I don't
Absolutely.
See it.
Absolutely. I remember some years ago reading a Catholic priest who said abortion would always be controversial in this country because here we are all these years after 1973, and still it's obvious that abortion is wrong. Mm-hmm. It's still obvious abortion is the taking of life, and we're seeing all the devastation, the 60 million deaths, all of that on the other side. You can measure a moral claim or even a judicial claim, a legislative claim, by its results, by its
yes.
outcome, by what happens on the other side, and that's true here as well.
Exactly. And that's, again, to my point on this, and thank you for clarifying that even further, Jim, is that we have enough empirical evidence to know that we're running into danger here, whether it's abortion, whether it's, the abandonment of God and the laws of nature and God's laws.
Transgender is one example that we're looking at. In fact, I was on a conference call recently, Bill, where that was called the Achilles heel of this, because you don't need a religious ideology to understand that biological males competing with biological females in sports is a bad idea. Mm-hmm. We're talking about injuries. We're talking about abuse. We're talking about women losing the right to scholarships, the right to compete in the future. In one particular state that's done transgender athletics for a while, recently they had said on this conference call that of 14 recent track events, 13 were won by biological males competing as females.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, whether it's what's going on in South Dakota, what we're seeing in other states across the country, it's clearly empirically a bad idea. And we're starting to see the outcome of this legislative morality working out or not working out in practice.
Yeah, this is, I guess the other thing that comes to mind here, Jim, I think one of the things that we react to, and I find it quite interesting, you know, as my grandchildren are growing in different stages, and one of the first words that they speak is mine and fairness and issues of, that's not fair. You know, Papa, that's not fair. You know, so when you talk about men competing with women, we just know instinctively that's just not fair. And we've known that, you know, in some of the early words that we could speak.
It's built into us, isn't it? It's a signal of transcendence. It's part of how God made us in his image. This idea, all men are created equal, goes back to Genesis 1, where God made male and female in his image, and we want there to be fairness for all. I absolutely am opposed to bullying of LGBTQ individuals. Absolutely believe that they ought to be treated fairly, but that doesn't need to come at the expense of fairness for everybody else.
Exactly.
In the conversation either, and that's the balance we're seeking.
Well, we're looking for the sword of Solomon, aren't we here?
We are. We're looking for a way to balance both. And there really are some proposals out there. The Fairness for All Act, and in opposition to the Equality Act, is one legislative proposal that was affected in Utah. It's being considered in legislative circles. There are other ways to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the first time we've come up against equality of one versus another. We can find a way to balance this if we'll try.
We got about a minute left. Can you expand a little bit on the Fairness Act that's proposed in Utah?
Fairness for All Act that was done in Utah allowed for an appeal to religious freedom relative to religious individuals and groups, and yet at the same time elevated civil rights for LGBTQ individuals. It was the best of both, it's thought. Neither side got all they wanted. It's a compromise, but it certainly allows both sides to have more than they have now and could be a model that we can look toward for the future.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that and see how that evolves. Of course, we know things can get really convoluted when it goes through the political, you know, bloodbath that undoubtedly and inevitably it is headed for, the Equality Act. He is Dr. Jim Dennison, co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Jim, as always, thank you so much for being with us, and happy Easter to you and the family, okay?
Happy Easter to you as well, my friend. Okay.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Pick up at 7? Dee, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The New York Police Department says the man wanted in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman in Midtown Manhattan earlier this week has been arrested and charged. The suspect has been identified as 38-year-old Brandon Elliott. He was arrested about 2 a.m. and subsequently charged with assault as a hate crime. As the House passed gun control legislation, NRA Executive Director Jason Wiemey says this type of legislation will help protect criminals.
Gun control isn't the answer. It's never been the answer. Passing any legislation that makes it harder or takes away firearms for law-abiding individuals doesn't make anybody any safer, except maybe the criminals.
Jason on Fox News. Myanmar activists held candlelight vigils overnight, mourning more deaths in recent days from a military crackdown on anti-coup protesters. The United States has ordered non-essential embassy staff to leave the country. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. You may not be aware of that. It provides an important reminder that each year 60,000 Americans are newly diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and more than 1 million Americans are currently living with that disease. Joining us today are two experts who work with the nonprofit Parkinson's Foundation. Leslie Letty Lozada is a speech pathologist involved in outreach in Puerto Rico. She serves as an Aware in Care ambassador for the foundation. Adolfo Diaz developed, launched, and oversees the Parkinson's Foundation Free Helpline, a contact center that handles approximately 20,000 cases a year in both English and Spanish. Welcome, both of you, Leslie and Mr. Diaz. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us, Bill.
Well, what is, let me ask you, Mr. Diaz, first, what is the Parkinson's Foundation, and why do we need to recognize Parkinson's Awareness Month?
The Parkinson's Foundation has one purpose. We exist making people with Parkinson's disease by improving their care that they receive and advancing research towards a cure. We're very proud to say that we're the nation's leading community for people living with the disease, as well as those who love them and caregivers and those who are working in the field, especially in the medical field and research to help end the disease. April is very important to recognize because oftentimes many symptoms and signs of Parkinson's are thought to be related to just old people getting older. And oftentimes they're ignored and it's underdiagnosed as a disease. So that is part of our press or information on April to create awareness about this disease and the interventions and things that people can do to have a good quality of life in spite of it.
Exactly. Leslie, let's talk about the challenges that people with Parkinson's face, especially when they're in the hospital. Can you tell us about that?
It is important to empower and involve the entire family to work as a team because Parkinson's disease affects multiple systems of the body, affect the quality of life, and as a result, affect the whole family. That is what is important to make sure every family member recognizes the challenges of Parkinson's disease.
Well, Adolfo, when they are in the hospital, is there special challenges that patients with Parkinson's have to deal with?
There are three out of the four people who are in the hospital with Parkinson's do not receive their medications on time, and this is critical. Oftentimes, also, they may receive medications that are typically used in the hospital that are can be contraindicated with Parkinson's disease and even downright dangerous. And when this happens, that 75% who don't get the med on time or get incorrect medication, this can start a whole chain of events and create unnecessary complications while they're there.
Can you tell us more about the Aware and Care campaign?
The Aware and Care campaign focuses primarily on a kit, but it's a whole campaign to educate not only family members and people with Parkinson's, but also medical personnel that may not be that familiar with Parkinson's disease and some of the nuances. So the kit, which is a centerpiece, which can be ordered for free through our helpline, contacting the foundation, has various tools that helps empower and educate the family. It has a Parkinson's ID bracelet, has a hospital action plan, so whether you have an elective surgery that you're planning that's going to be coming up or you end up there by the result of an emergency, has lists of these contraindicated medications, which ones are safe, and thereby helps people receive the best care possible.
Leslie, I got to imagine the Aware and Care kit is going a long way to help patients suffering from Parkinson's, right?
Yes. The kit consists of tools and information to share with hospital staff through your plan on our planned hospital visit. As a physician psychology and as a support leader, I have seen my patients and group member use the kit in hospital, and I'm seeing the impact. Mm-hmm. I know a case where someone was hospitalized and the doctor came to prescribe a medication which was contraindicated for people with Parkinson's. She was able to avoid serious complications because she was using the kit to inform the doctor. That is why it's important to have the worry here and be empowered with information so you can avoid serious complications in the future when you're hospitalized.
Exactly. Wow. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Leslie, can you expand a little bit on the symptoms of Parkinson's and what importance does early diagnosis and recognition play in the treatment of this disease?
Yeah. Early signs of the Parkinson's comes with tremor at rest, movement, balance disorder. People have difficulty or walking, so there has much balance. Usually is one side of the body. They have speech difficulty and soft, low voice. And early intervention is very important because it's a progressive disease. People have to identify the signs and symptoms so they can work with activity or daily living to have a better quality of life.
Well, Adolfo, is there a cure for Parkinson's disease? And again, if you can expand on how early treatment can help.
don't have a cure per se at this time. There is a lot of research that is being done, and in fact, much of it funded by the foundation. So there's a cure in the sense that if you've got an infection, you take an antibiotic, the infection is gone, and you say you're cured. So it is not, does not work that way. But many of these, the early intervention helps by being able to diminish and control many of these symptoms that impact quality of life. And so early on, before you start losing function, some of these things that we talked about, the stiffness, tremor, complications that can occur from people not having proper balance and falls, et cetera, with interventions, medications, therapy, these can be prevented. So it's critical to not wait until you've lost function before you seek out help.
Exactly. We're talking with Adolfo Diaz, who's developed, launched, and oversees the Parkinson's Foundation Free Helpline, a contact center that handles approximately 20,000 cases a year in both English and Spanish. Leslie Letty Lozada is also with us. She's a speech pathologist involved in outreach in Puerto Rico, serves as an Aware and Care Ambassador for the foundation. Leslie, you mentioned a little bit earlier, and I want to give you a little bit more time to expand on this just a little bit more, and that is the importance of every family member recognizing the challenges of this disease, right?
Yeah, it's very important because people have to be empowered, the whole family, because as I said, Parkinson's disease affects most of the systems of the body, affects quality of life, and as a result, affects the whole family. So it's very important to make sure that every family recognizes the challenges people with Parkinson's disease might exhibit in daily, in activities of daily living and also in social activities, because they tend to not to participate in activity because they have a lot of symptoms that avoid them to participate in activity of daily living. So it's very important for the family to recognize the challenges.
Exactly. Well, April is the month to be aware, Parkinson's Awareness Month. And Adolfo, I'm going to let you wrap things up and tell everybody where they can go for more information about the Aware and Care campaign.
Well, obviously, of course, they can go right to our website, parkinson.org. That's P-A-R-K-I-N-S-O-N, so parkinson.org. And they can see information there. And the simplest one also is just contact our helpline, 1-800-473-4636. That's 800-473-4636, which spells out the number 4, PD Info. We have a bilingual English-Spanish specialist, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Well, thank you so much for all your help, Adolfo Diaz and Leslie Letty Lozada. Thank you for being with us.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest, and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a real treat for you. The executive producer of Walking with Herb. This is just a hysterical movie. I mean, when you just see who's in the cast of this movie, that in itself will bring a smile to your face immediately. And we're blessed to have the executive producer of the movie. Also, it's his fault because he wrote the book as well. Joe Bullock joins us. He was a small town banker for over 40 years, named as the president of a bank at the ripe old age of 28. Of course, he credits his sense of humor with helping him survive this experience. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to have you, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, well, tell us the story here, Walking with Herb.
Well, it a little bit mirrors my life. Of course, it's much more interesting than my life. It involved an aging banker. And he's had some very bad things happen in his life, as far as some his granddaughter passing away and some things like this, and he's just lost all of his faith.
Yeah.
And he is called by God with a message on his computer to go on embark on a journey that will restore his faith and also strengthen other people's faith. Mm-hmm. And the mission is basically he's going to win the championship of the world entire golf tournament at the age of 63. Of course, he thinks this is pretty incredible and unbelievable. He has a hard time believing it until there's enough signs from God that it really is a true thing. God sends him a helper in the form of Herb, who is George Lopez.
Yes,
and they have a really good time as they lead Joe back into faith and develop his golf skills, and he gradually gets better, and he actually gets into this world championship tournament. And there's a lot of good spiritual lessons along the way. I wrote this book not to preach to the choir, necessarily, you know, people who have a very strong faith. I was hoping it would attract people to read a book and get who would not normally buy a spiritual book. And through the story, get a nice spiritual message through the story and a lot of nice practical advice and things as well that came through. The character Herb is named after my old college golf coach, Herb Wimberly.
Uh-huh.
How we came to that name.
Well, that's good. But this story that is, though you say that is about you, but not necessarily all about you, but it really is about you, isn't it?
Well, in some ways, I never had as deep and dark a journey as our protagonist had. That was the genius of Mark Medoff, who adapted it to the screenplay. And Mark won a Tony Award for writing Children of a Lesser God, and the movie made from the play was nominated for an Oscar, and the leading lady actress actually won the Oscar that year. Mm-hmm. And so this came about after I wrote the book. Mark Medoff's son-in-law, Ross Marks, who won Best Director at Sundance a few years ago, looked at books and told me he wanted to do a movie screenplay from it. And he wrote one, showed it to his father, on Mark, and Mark said, Ross, you're fired. I'm the writer in the family. And so here's this genius, Mark Medoff.
Right.
I think it kept him alive another year. He was in very poor health. And he questioned himself, did nothing for about 3 months but work on this, and just like a kid with a new toy, liked the project so much. And he'd call me over I was flattered he'd call me and ask me for my input on some ideas and things like this. And he's just like a kid with a new toy, just enjoyed doing this. And we were so fortunate that, from what I'm told, of course I'm a neophyte in the movie business, but from what I was told, that when you cast a movie, you usually put about 20 people in descending order for each role who you'd like to get.
Uh-huh.
And we got our first two choices for the two lead role in
James Olmos and George Lopez.
Yes, and we thought it was important that in the book the lead characters are not Hispanic or mm-hmm. Latino, but we thought it was important, being we're in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and they're so
few people
that have Latinos in leading roles, especially in roles of really good character type roles where they're the kind of people you want to emulate. Mm-hmm. And we thought that was important to do it that way, and it really, I think, worked out very well. It's a good representation of Latino actors.
Yeah, I'd be curious, especially with George Lopez, what this story had in terms of its effect on his faith, because he's not necessarily been one to be known for his faith, but I cannot help but believe this story had an impact. It must have caused him to consider some things.
Well, I think it did. I think as I hope it does, everyone who either reads the book or sees the movie. But, I got to know George a little bit through the shooting process, and his private persona is a little different. He's actually a pretty spiritual guy.
Is he? Wow,
yeah.
That's good to know. But he's a hoot, especially when you put a golf club in his hand. I mean, when we see him at Pebble Beach and the Pro-Am and stuff, oh, my goodness. I mean, he's such an entertainer.
Oh, and he ad-libbed things. It's just George being George. I mean, that line with John Quinones about the hope you and John get back together, that wasn't a script. And he probably didn't think of that till 30 seconds before the shot. And then we filmed a part of this in my little town of Artesia, New Mexico. And right over, across from the golf course, about a mile away, is this huge federal law enforcement training facility. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, they just let off a fuselage of gunfire over there where they're training.
Oh, yeah.
And right during one of our shoots, all this gunfire went over about half a mile away. And George looked at everybody, the extra driver, he says, okay, everybody run, if that's the border patrol, everybody run in a different direction. They can't catch all of us. And, of course, that stopped. And everybody choked out laughing. He was an absolute delight. I think this was a bigger role that worked with Eddie Olmos, was a little bit outside of his comfort level. He just did a bang up job for us.
Yeah. Well, that's actually, I was going to ask you about working with Edward James Olmos. I mean, my goodness, Academy Award nominee and Emmy winner. And of course, you also worked with the Oscar nominee Kathleen Quinlan as well in this movie. By the way, the special premiere is a Fathom event. It's going to take place in cinemas on April the 30th, May 1st, and May the 30th. WalkingWithHerbMovie.com is where you want to go for more information. What was it like? I mean, as you say, working with Olmos.
Oh, it's incredible. Just the way he carries himself and his facial expressions, and he just brings lines to life and expression. He can say a lot without even saying a word. I've never seen acting of that quality in my life. And, of course, I'm not an expert, but it was just incredible. And then Kathleen just nailed every scene. We're so lucky to get her. And she just And every one of the actors told me that it's the most fun they ever had making a movie.
Yeah. Well, and for Olmos, I mean, he was all in. I mean, he's not only plays the lead character, but executive producer. I mean, he really believed in this project.
Yes, he did. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but when he got the script, he called Mark Melnick back and says, I don't want to do this movie. I have to do this movie.
Wow.
He said it's the best script I've ever had. And he's been around since, you know, Stand and Deliver days back in, you know, wherever. Mm.
Right. Well, for people that aren't necessarily into golf, which we feel sorry for them if they're not, you know, how are they going to relate to this movie?
Well, I hope it's in the book. I had a lot of people who read the book that weren't golfers at all, and so they just loved the book.
Yeah.
And they loved the messages in it. And, you know, there's some common, like, advice. I brought a lot of advice I got from my dad into the book.
Yeah.
In the interplay between the characters, and I was raised. I had a wonderful father who, my birth mother passed away giving birth to my twin brother and I.
Oh.
And he had two older. We had two older kids in the family too. And my dad kept everything together until he remarried about 2.5 years later. Married my stepmother, who was a wonderful person. But my dad was quite a philosopher. Lot of very good and a very good golfer.
Yes.
I was playing on the college team. I went home to play him one weekend, and he shot a 61 at me.
Oh, that's not fair.
No, I can't beat you. I can beat some of the college kids. I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
And he has some great philosophy. I got one of the things he taught me is people will forget your score by the next day, but they'll never forget how you behaved.
Yes, right, exactly.
And as he got older, he invented the concept of happy golf. And the happy golf to him was go find three people you can still beat and still get along with and go play with them.
And go take their money.
Yeah.
Golfers love to do that. Yeah,
yeah.
They do. That's good fun. Well, wow. I tell you, I cannot wait for this movie. I know the impact that it's going to have on the people here, you know, that watch this movie, like, say, golfers, non-golfers alike, because there's a lot of common sense. And, you know, like you said, things that you brought in, golden nuggets of wisdom that your father shared with you. And you love opportunities like that because you just extend his legacy when you're able to, you know, use his words in a movie. And I got to imagine the family members, when they hear these lines, they go, oh, my God, that's Dad.
Yeah, they will. I want to be a spiritual message, an uplifting message with enough humor to make the message go down easy, like a spiritual vitamin sort of. So.
Well, and I guess that's the takeaway of this movie that you want, right? Doing the impossible on a golf course, this new film, Walking with Herb, combines sports humor and second chances. Because that's what our faith is all about, isn't it, Joe? Second chances?
I think so. I think so. And maybe third and fourth chances, you need them.
Right, exactly. Well, Jesus himself told the apostles when they said, how often should we forgive, you know, 7 times? And he says, how about 70 times 7?
Yeah.
Right? It just keeps on going. And this is the Father's gift to us, his long-suffering, his eagerness to forgive and to bring his creation back in union with him. So the bottom line, after all is said and done, as we wrap things up here, Joe, what do you want people to take from this movie?
Quite a bit of what we just talked about. I want people to take away the fact that most of their limitations and doubts and fears are self-imposed.
Mm-hmm.
And with enough faith and enough trust, you can do about anything you want to do. And if you've got limitations, realize that God doesn't have them.
Yes.
And you've self-imposed those limitations on yourself. If you think you're too old to do something, you're not. If you think you're not smart enough, you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. Joe, you've been a blessing. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the movie. All the best to you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Stay safe.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.